Okay. As we have done yesterday, I'm going to try to run through a number of short ideas on the Haggadah. Try to go very quickly. If you don't like one idea, don't worry. Go to the next. Kishem shepat sufei leinim shavus kach be'elsinim shavus. No one, everyone has a different taste. Everyone has something else that appeals to them. Okay, let's start with... Hey, I just going to random. No particular order, just things I've jotted down in preparing for the shiur. In the Rambam has a Haggadah. The Rambam goes through the Seder Haggadah. What's interesting, the Rambam does not include the piyut of Dayenu. He has, as far as I know, the entire Haggadah, but Dayenu is missing. Ilu Chotzianu Mitzrayim V'lo Yosefem Shvatim. Dayenu, that was not part of the Rambam's tradition. So what's going on? This is tradition. How could the Rambam?
When was it written?
The Rambam.
No, when was Dayenu written?
It appears the time of the Rambam before the Rambam. That's the assumption. The Rambam, no. So the assumption is a good point. That's another whole issue of how the Haggadah evolved. That itself is, there's enough Torah to, there are some fascinating shiurim you can download here, and I've heard a lot about this, how it evolved, the Haggadah. It's a fascinating topic, but it appears that when the Rambam put in order the Haggadah in his Sefer, he did not include the piyut of Dayenu. And this is a big mystery. And this question was asked to the Rambam's son, Rav Avraham ben Harambam, famous Rav Avraham ben Harambam. And he says something very interesting. He said that the Rambam only included, his father only included in the Haggadah, the Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, just the essence of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He did not include anything that is of Hamarbe. Chazal tell us, V'chol Hamarbe L'saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Harei Ze Meshubach. There are two dinim in the Haggadah. There's a din of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then there's a din of Hamarbe L'saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam only listed, only included the etzem of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Dayenu, all the different things listed in Dayenu are reviewing the basics, but are being marbe, are expanding upon it. So it's the only thing I'm trying to bring out. It's not a very deep thing I'm trying to bring out, is that Dayenu, when you read Dayenu, you should be aware you're now doing something unique. You're being Mekayim Hamarbe L'saper. There's nothing in Dayenu that you don't already touch upon in the basic part of the Haggadah. Pesach, Matzah, Morah, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem did this, Hashem did that. But Dayenu is unique, and you take the basic events and you break it up into little teeny pieces, and you keep on going further and further and further. That is a kiyum of Hamarbe L'saper. So there are two dinim in Haggadah. There's Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's Marbe L'saper Yitzias. Most people, you ask them, what does it mean Marbe? They'll say, why say the word until 3 o'clock in the morning? Why say the word until 5 o'clock in the morning? I'm still in the middle of my Seder right now. We just took a break for Shachris. That's not called Marbe. If you finish your Seder at 10 o'clock and you said Dayenu, how the beauty of Dayenu to go piece section by section, that is a kiyum of Hamarbe. So I want to bring out that idea.
So is Dayenu basically a review?
Yes. See, Dayenu, there's no chidushim in Dayenu. But the details, going through detail, that the Rav Avraham ben Harambam teaches us from his father, that's called the Marbe L'saper. Marbe L'saper doesn't mean just stand. I'm setting over the briskerov. The briskerov's din in the chilik and the chiyas mitzrayim, this the night of Pesach and the whole year round. Okay, maybe that's also marbe, but the most basic form of marbe is to go through the details, step by step details. That is something to think about. And some of these ideas are half baked, and I'm not trying to give you a complete drasha. A rav would take an idea and give you in a beautiful, eloquent form a whole drush, spend a half an hour. I just want to give you some rush. Many years ago, I saw there used to be a website, used to be a mailing list, the rabbi's notebook. rabbis, I was very intrigued by that title, the rabbis. It turned out it wasn't what I thought. I'm not here coming as a rabbi, I'm not giving you a notebook, but the idea is, I want to just give you some Rashi Prokin, some ideas which to think about and you on your own can expand upon it and extrapolate what this means.
And so he did not include my
name. The Rambam said there of Avraham, and the Rambam taught us that his father certainly said at his Seder, Dayenu. It was part of the Nusach of Klal Yisrael. Right. And at the time when the Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvos and wrote the Mishnah Torah, he, of course, the Rambam at his personal Seder recited Dayenu. But when the Rambam wrote in his Sfarim, what is the Nusach, what is the essence of the Haggadah, he was only interested in teaching the essence of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hamarda l'saber l'tzias Mitzrayim. That was not his agenda. But what do we take out of that? We take out of that that when you do recite Dayenu, if you recite Dayenu, that is where in the Haggadah you are being mekayim what Chazal tell us, v'chol hamarbe l'saber b'yitzias Mitzrayim harei zeh meshubach. So you listen, why is Dayenu called marbe? How is Dayenu? So that I'm leaving to you. I think it's the obviously we see that Dayenu is different. The repetition and the progression of what happened in the timeline, and you take little details and you go further and further and further and further and further, that I think is self-understood, which I'm not going to elaborate, which I think on yourself you can see there's something different about Dayenu relative to the rest of the Haggadah. The Rambam's son is telling us in halachic terms what's the difference in halachic terms. What the difference is, this is called Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is called Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this is called the Marbel L'Saber Yitzias Mitzrayim. How does that fit into these halachic terms? That I leave for you to figure out.
Exactly.
It's I think it's not so complicated. You see on your own the difference.
Is that the only part of what we say that he left out?
I think so. I believe so. I don't know the exact detail. I don't know. The Piyutim, I believe, is not. The Piyutim of Mormon. The Piyutim Luchari came after the Rambam. The Piyutim of Chagag came much later, I believe.
Okay. The original Haggadah ended by Nirtza.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, let's go further. All right, I want to tell you two verloch which I think you'll, now that we learned the Mishnah Berurah, Shabbos, like this, you're going to appreciate. I'm only saying this because you would appreciate. In the Haggadah, there's a very important theme of Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim. We end with Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim, and we begin with Kol Dichven Yesev Yisrael Hashat Hocha Lashana Haba B'Arad Yisrael Hashat Hocha B'nei Avodim Lashana Haba B'nei Chayrin. Why do we begin and end with the base Lashana Haba B'Yerushalayim? Why is that part of Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim is we left Mitzrayim. Period. We crossed the Yam, the Egyptians were dead, and now when we come to Matan Torah, that's already another Yom Tif. Certainly that's not part. And certainly going into Eretz Yisrael, that's another holiday. That's Sukkot, the Shemini Atzeres. That's not part of Pesach. Why is it essential in the Haggadah? Wherever you look in the Haggadah, we always are focusing on, and Hashem brought us to, it's not even one of the four Lashonis of Gula. You would say it's south of the Gulf of Lakhti. That's it, V'lakachti. Four Lashonis of Geula. We don't have the Hevesi. Hevesi, okay, there's a whole discussion with the Rambam, Hevesi, fifth cup, Eretz Yisrael, I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael. But why do we focus on coming to Eretz Yisrael in the Haggadah at the beginning, at the end, and even in Dayenu, we also, V'nosan lanu space HaMechir, he took us into Eretz Yisrael, Hechnisan l'Eretz Yisrael, and he built us the base HaMidosh. Why is that important? So this is a very, very nice part that you all will appreciate very much, given that we spent so much time learning Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet, that in the din of Haitzah, a person is not chayef for Haitzah unless there's an Akira and the Hanacha. The person, Shabbos begins, let's say it's towards the end of Shabbos, Shabbos can be over in 5 minutes, and you take an object out of your home, and you walk, and you keep on walking, and you don't stop. And by the time you stop, Shabbos already is long over. Is a person chai for a malacha deraisa of Haitzah? No, why not? Okay. There was an Akira, there was no Hanacha in the Rishos HaRabim. A person takes an object from the Rishos HaRabim and he brings it into his house and he doesn't stop walking, he keeps on walking around and then he walks out. Is he Chayef? He's Potter. In order to be Chayef for Haitzah or Achnasa, there must be an Akira and a Hanacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. It's used with the terms of Haitzah. Haitzah, that requires an Akira Nanocha. If Hashem just took us out of Mitzrayim, and He took us to the Midbar, and He left us hanging, Where's the Hanocha? Where is the Hanocha? The Hanocha is Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim is the Rishus Rabin. It's filthy. It's garbage. It's a public thoroughfare. Eretz Yisrael is the Rishus HaYochid. It's Hashem's Rishus. It's the Rishus of the Yochid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of Yitzias Mitzrayim is an Akira and the Hanocha. The Akira is from Eretz Yisrael, is from Mitzrayim. The Hanocha has to be in Eretz Yisrael. To leave us in limbo, in the Midbar, there's no Molocha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not what it's all about. Okay, another idea. Everyone knows the famous one, the Dayenu, why we say Ilu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to the desert for 40 years, and did not bring us to Har Sinai, Dayenu. Ilu Kervanu Lefnei Har Sinai, and didn't give us the Torah Dayenu. So everyone knows, what do you mean? Hashem brought us to Har Sinai, and He didn't give us the Torah, Dayenu. What's the purpose? What is the purpose of coming to Har Sinai?
The view.
The view, looking at the mountain, what's the purpose? It's a very, very famous question. There are many answers, but the simplest answer is, by Har Sinai, Vayichan Yisrael Sham Beroy Shahar Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad Achtos. It says that Vayichan Beloshim Yochid Beloshim Yochid Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad Achtos. There was unity. Now that's a symbol. Everyone's a family. Now why am I telling you this word? Because let me find Dayenu. Give me 1 second. Alachas Kama. Here is. Okay, here it is. I'm used to the regular goes where they have all the everything is broken up in different lines. Here it's all mished together. Ilu sipek shachar mashallah saman. Ilu Ilu Hekhana Saman Bulanos Lanos Shabbos Tayenu Ilu Slan Sashabas Ilu Noslan. Now let's read Ilu Noslanos Shabbos. Follow Kervanu Lufne Har Sinai Dayenu. Ilu Kervanu Lufne Har Sinai. Okay, so I told you the answer. Everyone knows the answer. Let's go back. What does it say right before this? So this is also you would appreciate because we're in the Shabbos. What is the shaykhis between Shabbos, if Hashem would have given us the Shabbos and would not have brought us to Har Sinai? Dayenu. The Olam asked the question the next line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to Har Sinai, and will not give us the Torah, Dayenu. What's the purpose of coming to Har Sinai without the Torah? So the answer is, Achdos, Vayichan Shom Yishom Neged Har. But no one asked the question on the previous expression. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us the Shabbos, and would not have brought us to Har Sinai, Dayenu. Okay, Hashem gave us the Shabbos. But what does it mean that not giving us, brought us to Har Sinai? The answer is Shabbos also involves Achdus. Al Yetze Ish Mimukoyma Bayoim Hashvi. That's what we learn in Hilchos Shabbos. What is Shabbos? You make an Uvi Chatzeros. Shabbos, you're not allowed to travel. Shabbos, you have to be home. And we'll spend so much time learning what do you do in order to be together. Uvi Chatzeros, Shetufim Mavos. Shabbos is a time of Achdus. The family comes together. Everyone in the Chotzer, in the Mavoi, they join together. Shabbos is Achdus. Coming before Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ohar is also Achdus. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. But the Achdus of Har Sinai is even a higher level of Achdus. There's Achdus in the family, and there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael. So the two go together very well. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us the Shabbos and would not have given us, brought us to Har Sinai, Dayenu, He would have given Klal Yisrael a darga, a degree of unity, at least unity among our family, at least unity among the community, your immediate neighbors, the courtyards, the mavoi. No, we wouldn't have the unity of the complete diversity of Klal Yisrael. No, you can't ask the miracles. You can't ask that everyone in class should get along together. But at least among your family, you should get together. At least among your neighbors, you should get together. Dayenu. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gone further and has given us even this, that we've come to Har Sinai and the whole Klal Yisrael, all the different versions, the different types of people come together, that's amazing. So that goes very well together. These two ideas of Achdus, of Shabbos, and the Har Sinai, it's beautiful. They all come together, they all tie together. Okay, let me tell you a very nice, this is a very good Varna. I like this very much. We have four Lashonis, four cups of wine. And of course, the reason why we drink four cups of wine, the four Lashonis of Geula, of Yotzeis, means South of Yogat, of Vilkachti. But I saw another very beautiful idea from one of my favorites, the Halekach, the Halavuv, Rav Avraham Shur. And he says that we know that we say, one general question, Havdalah, Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is a very depressing time of the week. Shabbos over, we go back to the regular routine, the grind of work. Why do we drink wine when we recite Havdalah? Do Kiddush Levana. You drink wine. You go out. Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Right? Last night, the Kiddush Levana. So you drink wine. Okay, you're supposed to dance. Rikud. Keshem Shani Reikid Kenegdech. You drink wine. Everything you do, you have to drink wine. Why do you drink wine when you make Havdalah? You make Havdalah. Shabbos over. Hamad bin, make the bracha. Hamad bin Kiddush Lecha. What's this all about? Maybe Shabbos. I understand Shabbos. You come in the Suuda Shabbos. So a Suuda has Yayin. Okay, you want to talk about getting married, so maybe it's also part of the Suda. All right, so maybe.
What about Malav Malka?
Malav Malka, there's no Suda. Okay, that's a Suda, but it's not part of Havdalah. Havdalah Malav Malka, completely independent. It's not the Kois Shel Havdalah is not a Kois that ushers in the Malav Malka. So how do you look at that? So Rav Avraham Shur explains, it's not his idea, but he explains some sources, is that there's no greater Simcha in this world than Das. Understand. We all understand that. People have enjoyment, all different types of that. But when you learn, when you understand, Chochmah has potential to bring a person the greatest Simcha. Understanding how things work, understanding why things are the way they are, Chochmah is the ultimate form of Simcha. Havdalah is Das. Why do we say the Baruch of Havdalah? Why do we say the Baruch of Havdalah in Choynin Hadas? Because in order to appreciate the difference between Shabbos and Chol, you need to have Das. You need to have understanding. Havdalah is an integral part of Chochmah. Ata Choynin LeOdam Das. Malamed, Yayin is Simcha. Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. Yayin is Simcha. Therefore, the Kash Pum Fakert. The ultimate time, the time when it is the most appropriate to drink Yayin, now when you get married, now we have a Suda, it's Bedafka when you make Havdalah. Because when you're making Havdalah is the time when you express Das. Is when there is understanding. And when there's understanding, there's Simcha. And when there's Simcha, then the Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh.
I could go the other way too. Remember you told us the other name of your grandfather, we also a similar Levelis. Remember you said similar. So here you're a little bit down because you're going back into the...
Okay, it's true, that's true. It's another idea. It's very good, very good. It's another idea. It's to new, cheer you up. Enechnami, it's to comfort you. Enechnami. I am Panim Latar. We want to focus on the... You're right. Let's focus on this idea. It's the ultimate time of Simcha. When a person is bringing a Das. Now, Pesach, now we have four cups of wine. Wow, four cups of wine. There's a lot of Simcha. Yayin Yismach La'enosh. So Rav Shur explains that this corresponds to four different types of Havdalah. When we say Havdalah, what do we say? Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshach, ben Yisroel L'amin.
I don't know. Is Muhammad
your superintendent?
Yeah, come in. Can you? Let's see if we can find.
Okay, there are four different types of Havdalah. Hamad ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, ben Yisroel L'amin, ben Yom Hashvihi L'sheish Hasimei Hamaseh.
You have the Gemara that was...
Seven, the Gemara gives seven different types of Havdalah. Halacha L'maisa, now Nusach Hatzila, we only focus on four. There are more different types of Havdalah. But Halacha L'maisa, practically speaking, make Havdalah, Mitzvah Shabbos, what do you say? Hamavdil, you only make four different types of Havdalah. Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Bein Or Lachoshach, Bein Yisrael Lo'anim, Bein Yom Hashvihi L'Sheishas Yimei HaMaaseh. So Rav Shur explains these, and we just finished explaining that when is the most appropriate time for a person to drink Yayin? A time of Simcha. Yayin Yisimach L'Anosh. And when does a person have Simcha? You've shown me the entire week. At what moment in time does a person have potential to come to the greatest degree of Simcha? Havdalah. Because Havdalah is the only time you're fully using your mind. In order to understand the difference, you need Chochma. That's why the Bracha of Havdalah is put in the Bracha of Chonin Hadolas. That's the most appropriate time to drink Yayin. Pesach Nai, we have 4 cups of wine, because what we're really doing by all 4 cup parts of the Seder are making the 4 different types of Havdalah. The first cup of wine is the beginning of Yom Tov. Hamavdil bein Kodesh L'chol. Yom Tov begins.
But then Kiddush should be the same as
Kiddush. Kiddush is.
So
it's correct. It's a form of Havdalah. Enechanami is. As I've sure what he's saying is that when you make Kiddush Friday night,
what you Kiddush to Chayin Tashlo on Friday night.
No, there is no chon. You don't say it within the brach. There is no brach on Nandas Friday night. But when you make Kiddush, Kiddush is, Rav Shur explaining, he's saying a Kiddush is a form of Havdalah. Instead of going to Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos, you're going down, Bein Kodesh L'chol, you're going up. Until now, it's Chol. Now you've come to the Kiddusha of Yom Tov, the Kiddusha of Shabbos. This is a very great simcha. You're not saying the words Havdalah in a Chanami. This is a drush. You know, you can't hold me down to every. It is a form when one recites Kiddush, you are differentiating. You have now come to a point in time of holiness. Until now, you were involved in the mundane activities of the week, the 6 days of the week. You've now come to a point of holiness. You're making Kiddush. It requires das. It requires understanding to appreciate that you've come to a holy point of the holy point of time, holy time. Therefore, it's you person drinks wine to celebrate that you appreciate this. Now we come to the second cup. The second cup is when we begin to cite the Haggadah. It's recited over the Haggadah, the second Moizim, because Shani, this is for when on the Manashtana, we recite the entire Haggadah over the Kosh Shani. We do all the different minhagim, and then we drink the Kosh when we finish reciting the Haggadah. And what is the Haggadah all about? Bein Or LaChoshech. Golos is Choshech. Halayla, this is the universe. Laila is darkness. Is the whole Nuscha Tefillah is all built upon this foundation that Laila is Golus, Emes ve'emuna, Shachris in the morning, Or is Gula, Bein Or LaChoshech. The second Kois of Yayin is being Mavdil, Bein Or LaChoshech, between Golus and Geula. That's what the Haggadah is all about. It's the Havdalah to recognize Avodim Hayinu Lefaro. We were in Golus, and now we've come out of Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu have taken us out of Golus. There's a difference between Or and Choshech. That's what the whole Haggadah is all about. This is an unbelievable, requires Das. Das, Simcha. You drink a cup of wine. Then we come to the third cup of Yayin, the third course. Third course is recited part of Birchas Hamazon over the Su'udah. Borich. Why do you recite? This is the Yisod of Yadis HaYadis, differentiates itself from all other religions, is Hamavdil Bein Yisrael Lo'amim. By the non-Jews, it's hard. They don't understand this idea to elevate, to sanctify the Gashmis. This is a drum shooting. By a guy, it's if you're involved in spirituality, it means you have to abstain from all the good. A priest is not allowed to be married, right? Now you have to fast. A guy doesn't understand that ruchnius can include gashmius. The whole essence of yadus is to take gashmius and to sanctify Gashmias, to use Gashmias as a catalyst to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You eat a su'uda, and through the su'uda you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take the good food, the good delights of this world, and you use it to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is, by and large, how Klal Yisrael differentiates itself from the Umos Olam. The Umos Olam, when they approach religion, it's, if you're religious, at least there are times when you're acknowledging the existence of God, you have to abstain, you have to separate yourself from anything Gashmias. It has to be fasting, there has to be separation, and when you're involved in Gashmias, there's no God. You don't even know there's a God when you're involved in Gashmias. Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. That is kefira, Klal v'Klal Yisrael. The whole tafkid of Yadlus is to use Gashmias as a means to sanctify Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the third case. Hamav v'bein Yisrael lo'amim is recited over the Seuda of the, say, the Shulchan Aruch. That's the ultimate Seuda of the year. Shulchan Aruch is the time of the year when you have the meal, the ultimate Seuda. Then we come to the fourth coast, is Bein Sheishes Yimei Hamas and Shabbos. What is Nirtza? Nirtza is all very mystical, very spiritual. It refers to Yimos HaMashiach, when the Mashiach Eliyahu HaNavi is coming, open up the door. Nirtza, and what is, we say, the Shir Shal Yoyim. Shir Shal Yoyim corresponds to the sixth millennium, the 6,000 years, and Shabbos refers to Yom Shkul Shabbos, Yom Shkul Orch refers to Olam Haba, Yimos HaMashiach. So Bein Sheishes Yimei Hamas and Shabbos refers to the world the way we know it now, and the way the world will exist in the time of perfection at the end of days, Yimos HaMashiach Olam Haba, which is called Yom Shkul Shabbos. Olam Haba is Yom. So therefore that's the fourth coast we recite for Nirtza is Bein Shabbos Sheishes Yimei Hamas. To review, we have four cups of wine. We have the Yisod that Yayin, the appropriate time to drink Yayin, is the time of Havdalah. There are four forms of Havdalah. Bein Kodesh Lechol, Bein Or Lachoshech, Bein Yisrola Am, Bein Yom Hashvil Sheish Yamasa. And this corresponds to the four cups of wine that we drink at the Seder. The first cup is Bein Kodesh Lechol, the second is of the Haggadah, is Bein Or Lachoshech, the third is Bein Yisrola Am, that's expressed in the Suda, and the fourth is between Shabbos and the Sheish Yamasa, which refers to Yimos HaMashiach Olam Haba, and that is exactly what we recite the fourth course over the Afikoimin, over Nirtza, the end of the Haggadah, Chasal, the Pesach, where we achieve the Tafkid and the Shlemus of this world. Yes?
The fourth coast is not really on Nirtza, it's on Hallel.
It's on Hallel. The Hallel, there's two parts to Hallel.
It's true that the last part of Hallel refers to the most
important. Yes, that's what I've heard. The two parts. The Hallel before the Suda is a Hallel on the Olam Hazeh. The Hallel after the Suda is a Hallel on Olam Haba.
Fine. But it's not Nirtza.
Okay, let's go to another idea. Now, we're running out of time, so let me tell you an idea. I have a lot of ideas I want to share with you on Chag Gadiah, but we'll break it up over the days. So let me tell you an idea. There's no perfect shot on Chag Gadiah. Chag Gadiah has, I'll tell you a little secret. You know, you go today, Baruch Hashem, there are only a million Haggadahs. A million. Everyone puts out a Haggadah for different reasons. You want to know what's a, you know, you're overwhelmed, you go into Psalms, you're overwhelmed. This is a good Haggadah, this is not a good Haggadah. A lot of these Haggadahs are just Likutim. They have nothing to do with Pesach, the Seder. They have Parsha Bikurim, so they extrapolate from all the Svarim, what this Rebbe said on the Parsha Bikurim, what it says in Pasuk Avi and Shemos. Oh, you put together what it says in Matzah, you put together Haggadah.
Cut and paste.
It's not, to me at least, it has no time. I love Haggadahs that are written for the Haggadah, written on the Haggadah, not just to go extrapolate or just to, oh, he's a Gevald Gevard said in Parsha Bikurim, so we'll put it over here. Arami over Avi, Gevald Gevard it says about Kibachoizik Yod Hotzionu, so we'll put it over here in the Hatchplatch. You have a Haggadah. You have to look for Haggadah that's written to explain the Haggadah. Dalid Koisois. Pesach Matzah Moror in the sequence, the Seder, the Manashtana, those are Haggadahs which have more meaning. So what gives away the Haggadah? The Chag Gadiah. Because there's no Chag Gadiah. No one's writing about the Chag Gadiah unless they're writing on the Haggadah. So if you want to look at Haggadah, go into the Svarim store, there are only 50 Haggadahs lined up, turn to the back and see if there's something original about the Chag Gadiah.
Did you find one? Yeah, what do you recommend?
Very rare, it's in between. It's very hard to find.
Give a haskamah.
Right. Which one do you give a haskamah?
The Yiddish word chagadja.
Everyone, you know, everyone is different. Everyone has different tastes. I find it over and over. I have like 50. I got the Star Shem. I haven't purchased anything recently, like the last 2-3 years, like maybe one or two things that catch my attention. Certain things, Avram, I'm a very big fan of Avram. Lekach Halavuf, I'm a very big fan of his. So I have his Haggadahs. Fantastic. Every other, the Haggadahs, I have a Sefer on Chumash. A lot of the best Haggadahs you know are not in Haggadahs. They're found in Sefer on Chumash. Someone writes has Chidush on Chumash, and they have a little section in the back on the Haggadah, on the Moadim. Like I have a sefer. It's a Likud from Verilah from the Satmar Rav. All different things, the Divrei Yoel, and it's fantastic on the Parasha. Sharp, brilliant things, and there's a little section on the Haggadah, 30 pages. I got more of those 30 pages than I got out of 20 Haggadahs put together. And it's not advertised as a Haggadah. It's not advertised. They don't sell it on the table. You never even know about it. He put together a Likud of different things that he found very good, and he put together 20 pages on the Haggadah, so it happens to be there. That's where you'll find most of the good stuff. You're not going to find it on the Haggadah. You're going to find it if you have certain some that you like. There'll be a little section in the back of a sefer that you'll never even know about unless you learn the sefer that he has on the Haggadah, and you'll find some beautiful original things on Haggadah. But in any event, I will show you something very quickly from the Lechav HaLevav, his approach. Very difficult approach to understand the Chagadah. Okay, we'll try to go through a few different ideas, but this idea caught my attention. I like this idea. If everyone is different, not everyone's going to like this, but it's an interesting approach to the Chagadah. His approach, Avram Shur, is actually there are eight parts to the Chagadah. Okay, the Gadya, that's the ninth part, that's the beginning. And then we have the Shunra, the cat, the dog, the chutra, the staff, the fire, the water, it's five, the axe, six, the Shoichet is seven, and the Malach HaMavis is eight. Okay, and those eight are sandwiched in between the Gadya and the Kodesh Baruch Hu at the end. So in total there are 10 parts. There are 10 parts. You start with the victim. The victim is the Gadiah. And the Savior is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's the beginning and the end. The victim is the Gadiah. The ultimate Savior is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in between, there are 8 steps. So what is the Gadiah? What are the 8 steps? Okay, one approach. One approach of Rav Avram Shur explains the struggle of the Neshama. The struggle the Neshama has with its existence from its very beginning. And it's interesting how he explains so. The Gadya is the Neshama. Now, it's very long. He has a lot of sources. I just want to just give you the basic idea. I forgot to write down why the Gadya is the Neshama. The Gadya is a very, very simple, delicate creature, a little kid. It is a marshal for the person who's Neshama. Hashem puts a Neshama in this world. And then, what does the neshama encounter? The guf, the body. The body calls it the cat. He has a curse. Again, I really should be more careful to tell you why all these things correspond to different. Just giving an outline. But the cat is the guf. The first difficulty the neshama encounters is its struggle with the body. The body has desires, taiva. And then, now this is where it's a little bit difficult, then he says, the noshach, after the cat comes, the noshach, the dog bites the cat. So he interprets that to mean that the dog over-destroys the cat. It means the dog becomes a partner with the cat. So each idea, each approach, you pick up different little ideas. Why? It doesn't say that the dog kills the cat. It says the dog bites the cat. Noshach, he shows throughout Chazal can mean to attach yourself. Neshicha, when you bite, can we translate as biting, and we hear that a dog bites the cat, it means dog killed the cat. True, that's a valid approach. But he darshins, okay, this is Drush, and Drush, you're allowed a little more leeway, the dog attaches itself to the cat and their partners in harassing the neshama. What are we referring to? The dog represents, Again, the sources for this represents a person's desire for forbidden dvarim ho'asur, not taiva, things which are just forbidden. Things, for example, things that are it's the yetzahara to rebel against the Kaddish Baruch. That's what a dog is. A dog is a ferocious creature. If you're not on a dog's side, it'll devour you. If you're not on, you're not the dog's master, and you're a ganav, the dog has pleasure in destroying another person, destroying another creature. So the dog represents the yetzahara. It has joined forces with the guf. The guf and the yetzahara is lethal for the neshama. The body has desires. The yetzahara to rebel is powerful. These two join forces and harass the gadya, which is the neshama. What's the solution? The chutra. This you like. What's the chutra? The staff. What's the staff? The shevet amusar. This is in Tanakh. How does the person overcome? How does the person, the guf, how does the neshama overcome the body and the yetzahara to rebel? You have to learn musar. The shevet, the chutra, the staff. But what happens? Along comes the fire. And the fire burns the staff. The fire represents a person's passions. The taiva for Gilui Arayos, this refers to also the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah comes to diminish and to lessen the takeif, the power of the musar. What's the solution when the musar is not working and the musar has been devoured by the passion, the fire of the Yetzirah burning in the person? The next thing is Maya. Maya is Torah. Hoy kol tzame l'chul l'mayim. Learn Torah. If a person immerses himself in learning Torah, magically that has the power to overcome the Yetzirah. What happens if you learn a lot of Torah? You become a balgaiva. It's the Rabbana, and you put on the cloak of the rabbinic garb. Oh, I'm special. I'm the rabbi. I'm unique. I'm special. Gaiva. The gaiva is very dangerous for the neshama. What's the next solution? The next solution is really the combination of is the shechet. A person should be masked, it says in Pirkei Avos, masked yoyim hamisa. Remember, you're not going to be here forever. You can't take it.
What happened to the axe?
Oh, so that's gaiva. That's gaiva. Torah is the gaiva. Axe represents gaiva. Axe is powerful, strong. That's gaiva. The next solution is to overcome the gaiva is the remember the shechet. Remember the yoyim hamisa. And unfortunately, even after all of this, remember the yoyim hamisa, the person who leaves this world, he's tainted. He has no choice but to deal with the malach hamaves. The pain of the malach hamaves, the tsar of misa, itself purges, cleanses the neshama, and ultimately Kadosh Baruch Hu will come and will restore the person's neshama back to this world at the time of Tchiyas HaMeitim. So let's review. According to Rav Shur, what he's saying, it's an interesting idea. It's a discussion of a person's the neshama struggle in this world. The neshama comes to this world, it's innocent, it's pure, it's like a little gedi, a little simple, innocent, pure gedi. It comes in contact with the cat and the dog. The dog bites the cat, meaning the dog joins forces with the cat, and this represents a person's guf, which is not in good terms with the neshama, and a person's desire to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The solution is to learn musar. When the musar wears out because the fire of the Yetzirah overcomes the musar, the solution then is to learn Torah. And when a person learns too much Torah, there's a danger of becoming a balgaiva. And when he becomes a balgaiva, he should remember he's not going to take it with him to the next world. He should remember the shech, the yamamisa. And even with all that, he's not, the neshama will still be tainted and will still need to be purified with misa. And after misa, the shech will come along and shech the malach hamavis and restore man back to this world. We'll restore a person back to this world. Okay, let's go to another idea very quickly. We don't have time. I'll give you another one or two ideas and we'll stop. Let's talk about the Hakei Eshinaf. The Hakei Eshinaf. I like this idea. This is the Satna Rav. Satna, why is it a solution to knock out the teeth of the Rasha? The Rasha, Mo Havoida Zos Lachem, Lachem Leloy, Hitziat Naklal, Kaf Iker Hakei Eshinaf. What's the solution to this? Satna Rav says, what is. The shina refers to the shin. Many mepharshim say this. Take away the shin. What shin? The shin shall tillin. Okay, a lot of shins. But it means take away the shin from the word rasha. And what are you left with? You're left with ra. We learned about this in Yeshaya. And what this means is, what is a rasha? Why is he able to survive? There are a lot of wicked people out there. We all know that. no shortage of Rishayim roaming this earth. How do they get away with it? How do the Rishayim get? Terence says, because a Rasha, why is it? What is a Rasha? A Rasha is a human being, which is evil. But every human being is a little good, right? There's always a little good. He looks like a person. He looks like a tzaddik. He's dressed in the lavush of a human being. A Rasha is a human being, which on the outside appears to be fine, civilized. Everything is good. It's the reason why he's a Rasha is because we know, we have inside information that his actions, his conduct, his plans are evil. The way you deal with a Rasha, you can't conquer a Rasha. It's impossible. You have to expose the evil of the Rasha. Evil cannot stand. This world, no matter how bad it is, will not tolerate evil. If evil is defined and is clear, this is evil, hands down, the world will join together and destroy it. The reason why evil exists in this world is because it's dressed up with good. It's dressed up, well, we can't do this because if we're going to go and take away the ra, then the economy will collapse, and we need the economy, we need the oil, we need this, we need that. There's always ulterior motives. But if you were to expose evil in its pure sense, then it will nimela cease to exist. When you take away the shin from Russia, you're left with ra. Re shin aleph is Russia. When you remove the shin from Russia, hakei eshinav, take all of the rishon. Take away the shin. Leave them with ra, the male they will cease to exist. It's telling you an approach of life. Don't think in life. It's a very profound idea. Don't think in life you're gonna knock out the rush. You'll never knock out the rush. The rush will always win. They're always gonna outsmart you. The only way you can deal with a Russia is you have to expose to the world the ra, the evilness of this nation, of this person, of this approach, of this concept. When you expose the ra, you won. Mimela, it's not going to exist. You have in front of you at the Seder of Russia. What are you going to do? What, you're going to take a stick and clobber him? It's not going to work. They'll come, they'll arrest you. When you beat up someone, child abuse, they'll arrest you. It's not going to work. Hakei eshinov, expose the ra. Mimela, he will cease to exist. Okay, another idea, very quick. How come there's no tzaddik by the Haggadah? It's a Russia. It's a Chacham. Chacham is not a tzaddik. Chacham is a shrewd, shrewd kid. Where's the tzaddik? So the only reason I'm telling you is because I will tie together two things I saw. They come together very nicely. There's a halacha. There's a halacha. What do we do? Bizman hazeh. We wash our hands twice. Urchatz. Why do we wash our hands? Because we're going to eat. Why do you have to wash your hands? Wash your hands. You don't make a bracha. Wash hands, don't make a bracha. Urchatz. Kadesh urchatz. What? Why are you washing hands? You wash your hands. Motzi matzah. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that before you eat vegetables, before you do tibul, before you dip vegetables in a condiment, you have to wash your hands. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And the ikar that you should make a bracha. We don't do this today. It's not the minhag ha'olam, we don't do this. But the medaktikim, if you want to be medaktik in mitzvah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea to do this. Bezman hazeh, you're not even allowed to do this because mechzeh ki yehor, if you're going to go start washing your hands every time you take a vegetable, you dip your vegetable, it's very popular, it's a health foods, your health foods to go buy those plastic containers of vegetables, and it comes with all these different condiments, and you dip it, it's very popular. If you're going to start going and washing before you dip your lettuce into the condiments, mechzeh ki yehor. Like a bal gaiv, oh, you think you're the gadol hador? You think you're a tzaddik? Yeah, what time did you wake up today? When was the last time you what about all the other mitzvahs? All of a sudden, this is medachtek, so we don't do it. But me'ikar hadin, a person really should wash his hands, metilas them before you take a vegetable and you dip it. We're taking karpas, potatoes, or radishes, whatever you're going to use for your karpas, you're going to dip it in the charaises. Again, I said, oh, sorry, that's the mar. You can dip it in salt water. You can dip it in salt water. So why do we do it? So on Pesach, v'ameich kulam tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek b'tzadikim kichut hasar. Hashem is medaktek b'tzadikim kichut hasara. And on Pesach, we're on a very high level. Pesach with tzadikim, menela, Hashem is medaktek b'tzadikim hasara, so we're noyeg to wash before we do karpas, before we dip the vegetable in the salt water. Why? Because we're tzadikim. V'ameich kulam tzadikim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek b'tzadikim kichut hasara. And you should know, it used to be the minhag that only the Rosh Habayis would wash and dip. Everyone else doesn't do it. No one else. So that answers the question. By the table, you have the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, and the Shein Elisha. The Tzaddik is the father. The father is the Tzaddik. The father is the fifth. Everyone's a Ben, a Seder. The father is the Tzaddik. He is the Tzaddik. The Haraya, the father leads the family in washing. Mikra Din, according to some, only the father would wash, only the Orchats. The father leads. Why is the father washing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you wash? He didn't wash the whole year round. Hashem is medaktik and tzadikim, kachot hasar, Chazal say. And tonight is begetted the tzadik, and the tzadik has to wash. So he's the tzadik. Then you have the other four sons, so they're really five sons. And then there's the sixth son. The sixth son doesn't come to the same thing altogether. Okay, another, just to tell you with a little bit of it, two very more short, very very. Why don't we wear a kittel by the Seder? So this one very approach is that we're together Kohen Gadol. The Seder, there are a lot of similarities between the Seder and Yom Kippurim and the Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol goes lefayel with him wearing the big they love, and so we act like the Kohen Gadol. And that's why sometimes we wash. Just the Kohen Gadol we wash before he did every Avodah, we wash an extra time. There are many similarities. There's a minute to clap. I don't know if it's by side, before they say Manishtana, they clap. They make noise. Why? It's brought down because V'nishma Koiloi B'Va'oel HaKodesh. There are many similarities between the Rosh Habayis and the Kohen Gadol, so therefore we dress like the Kohen Gadol. I saw another very beautiful reason why we wear a kittel. The kittel is Tachrichen. The Maske, the Yom HaMisa. You have to be masked the Yom Hamisa. Why? So Pashat is, don't get carried away. That's Pashat. You should wear the big day lavan, tachrichim. Don't get too carried away at the Seder with four cups of wine and you're celebrating and you're very merry. This is not a good idea. Mask the Yom Hamisa. But I saw a much deeper part. That a person, lo yirani ha'odom v'chai, a person cannot see a Kodesh Baruch Hu and live. There's a tradition that before a person dies, the last moment he sees Hashem. This is everyone who heard this, that before a person dies, at that moment, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach night is Gilish Shtina. What do you matzah? Read the Haggadah. Matzah, Shema, Shehispik B'tzekom Hachmetz, Ad Shehigle Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael. The only mitzvah is Manah Zedah Sarayis is matzah. And matzah is Gilish Shtina. Gilu Shchina lo yirani ha'odom v'chai. A person cannot see Hashem and live. By the Seder, we put on tachrichin, because to reach this madrega, it's lo yirani ha'odom v'chai. This is serious stuff. Okay, let me conclude the joke. A joke from the Sadmirov. Everyone knows the joke. You say, someone asks a good question. You say to him, oh. There is the Chacham from the Manishtan. Did you ever hear this?
Yeah.
The person says, oh, he's the Chacham from the Manishtan. Did you say he's the Tibesh from the Manishtan? Normally, this expression is used when you do something foolish. This is the Tam from the Manishtan. Why do you give him a compliment? Okay, so it's a euphemism. Euphemism, okay, you call really this is the Tibesh, you call him the Chacham. But why do you call the Chacham from the Manishtan? So the Sadr Rav says, very good Varshar, what he says, what does the Chacham say about the Manishtan? Moh Eidos, V'achukim, V'hamishpatim, what is all of this about? The Chukim, Eidos, Mishpatim, so many mitzvos. It's a good kasha. He wants to know. He wants about the Pesach, the Matzah, the Marah, the Chareses, the salt water. He wants to understand. Like, he's asking good kasha. So why do we mock him? Why do we mock him? Because you're asking this now. It's a little too late now. Now it's ready to say that you want to ask all the questions. What's this all about? 30 days ago, you should start preparing. All of a sudden, tonight, at the say that you wake up, what's the mass tomorrow? When a person, when you say, when is it appropriate to say?
So the spot. He shows his mouth.
No. When is it appropriate to say to a person, oh, there is the chacham from the Manishtan? When you ask a good question, but what did you wait until now for? That's the time when you say to a person, a good question, but all of a sudden you wake up now, where have you been? Where have you been for the last couple of months? That's how he explains what the makar for the joke, it's a joke, where it comes from. Okay, Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll continue.